on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back live on the Crossfire after the news brought to you by Wemimo Adewuni. Lagos, good morning to you. Compliment of the season to you once again. It's that season now, so please be ready to, you know, send out your hampers, your gift packs, your invites to friends and family to come visit. You know, all of those things. And let's get together at this time. Let's drop the social media and just be social. Thank you. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you if you're just tuning in. Early at 5 this morning, we started a conversation that is still ongoing as we speak. And that's about the back and forth between the federal government and the state governors. I would have loved to go over all of these things again, but it would take some time and we don't have that much time. So for those who couldn't get through in the morning, you're free to do that right away. So what I will do is, for those who are just tuning in, don't go. I'll give you a brief of, you know, what transpired. So the federal government, through the Minister of State for Budget and National Planning, his name is Honorable Clement Abba, he said that the 36 state governors should be held responsible for the rising poverty index. He said this because of what the NBS is the National Bureau of Statistics, what they said some weeks ago, that 133 million Nigerians live in multi-dimensional poverty. And 133 million Nigerians, simply put, in proper context, means 63% of the Nigerian population live in multidimensional poverty. And again, let's bring out the term multidimensional. It just means that, you know, Nigerians, different people, even the rich, they are still in one form of poverty or the other. Now, I'm very serious. That's what it means. Even the rich, the middle class, the average, the wealthy, they are still in one form of poverty or the other. Let me count it for you. There is poverty of education. There is poverty of employment opportunities. There is poverty of underemployment. That is, those that are even employed, are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? Are they getting paid for what they are currently doing? There is poverty of clean water. How many of the rich people's houses in Lekki and VI and where again, that you find portable water, drinking water that could run without them spending so much to purify, to clean? There is poverty of clean energy. How many of them have stable power? How many of them don't burn diesel or petrol? There is poverty of shelter. People don't have decent houses to live in. There is poverty of health care. This one concerns everybody. Like everybody, low poverty, low poor, this one, everybody need. There is poverty of food. This one is everybody. Because even the rich are spending more to feed. Some can't even feed at all. So that's what it means by multidimensional poverty. Now, the NBS came up with this report to say that 133 million Nigerians, 63% of our population, are suffering from this. So the minister was really upset, and he was saying that we should blame the governors instead of providing access roads to farms, good facilities for farmers to be able to move their goods from the farm, their produce from the farm straight to the market. They are busy building bridges and airports in the cities. Meanwhile, 72% of the nation's poor people, 72%, live in communities, the farm settlements and all of that. That's what they know how to do, to farm. But then the governors are busy showing work in the cities. They abandoned the primary people that would feed them. So when those people, when they produce goods, 60% of their produce spoil, it will waste. 40% only gets to the market. That's what the minister was saying. And the governors responded by saying that, oh God, calm down. Now, the responsibility of the central government to provide security, to protect lives and property. Have you done that? The farmers cannot go to the farm, not because the roads are bad. It's because herders have chased them out, because they were kidnapping them. Boko Haram, ISWAP, criminal herdsmen. They are there destroying their crops, kidnapping them. They will sell their farmland to pay ransom. So there is no farm to go to. No, they blame us. Blame yourself. We did not protect them. No be our fault. So the back and forth is right there in the news this morning. That's our conversation. Whew, I tried. Okay. I thought I was going to, you know, spend a lot of time doing that. So, I'm asking, who do you blame in this instance? I mean, you're free to put the blame on the both of them, but who do you think should take the larger share of the blame, the state or the federal? If we're blaming the two of them, it's fine. It's okay. If you want to situate the blame with one alone, it's fine. But this concerns you even more than the two parties in this case. Because they are all both talking about you. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Female only line is 01-465-7190 for female callers only. 01-465-7190. For those in the diaspora, please call us on our Skype. Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. That's Nigeria, not Nigerian. Nigeria Info FM. That's our Skype ID. Let's begin. Nigeria Info. Morning to you. We lost that. Let's take another one. Good morning to you.
Hello, Nigeria Info.
Morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, please. You're live.
Yeah, this is Kola Wale, please.
You're welcome.
Yeah, regarding the federal government and state government.
Right.
Accusing each other. Hello.
Go on. We're listening to you, please.
Yes. The sole responsibility of federal government is to take care of the economy. Who manages the economy? Is it not the federal government that manages the economy? So why are they throwing the blame on the federal government, on the state government? The ministers, that use the state government should be checked.
Okay, Mr. Kolawole, thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Victoria.
It's Victoria. Please turn off your radio quickly. Please do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to talk on how they are blaming the governors now.
Okay.
Thank God they are blaming the governors. They are not blaming the PDP. Because they always refer to PDP government that makes things to be worse. Now is the governors. For once, let him take responsibility as a president. Everybody, if you go to all the whole places now, in the north, people are dying. They can't go to their farms. They cannot do anything. He's blaming the governor. Is it the governors that will go and bring security to the Nigeria? He should take responsibility for once. I cannot even understand this kind of president. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Nigeria Info.
Yes, please.
I put the blame on the state government.
Okay.
Yes, because this issue is a small thing to solve. Mm. It's not up to what you will bring in a national radio. Mm. If the local government decide to go to the federal and collect their own
allocation,
what do they call it?
Allocation.
Budget fund. Mm. Let the budget fund should be coming to the local government direct.
Okay.
The local government should go to the federal and collect their budget.
Okay.
Their little amount, and let the state. You know, this issue is just like, even if I'm the governor, I will not allow the local government to be collecting the funds from the federal. Yes, now that is what is happening.
All right.
Yes, this issue should be closed down.
All right.
I don't want to hear about this issue again.
You don't want to hear it.
The state government are to be blamed.
Okay, yeah. It says state governors are to be blamed. Let's speak with Ikenna. He's on Skype. Ikenna, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello,
good morning. Good morning to you, Ikenna. Good morning.
I'm listening to your conversation this morning.
Yes,
actually, talking about whom to blame. Sorry, I am calling from England.
From England, okay. Go on.
Yeah, I guess both governments are to be blamed.
Okay.
Both the state, both the federal government.
Mm.
But I think from my point of view, the federal government is in charge. You know, should look like the bigger brother who looks down on all the states.
Mm.
But if the states are not putting pressure on the federal government to do the needful, absolutely, there is little or nothing they might do. So both of them are complicit somehow in this matter, really, because they should, like when Peter Obi start talking about what he did in the state, opening up the rural areas where the farmers can get their produce to the city, it was because there was security. So somehow the state governors can provide some sovereign level of security in their state level.
Thank you. This clock will not let you. I can't hear you anymore. Thank you. The clock is wired to the Skype system. So yeah, once it goes off like that, that means your time is up, and I can't hear you clearly anymore. All right, Ikenna. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. All right. Oh wow, my lines are buzzing off the hook. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Yes, so how was your weekend?
It was great, thank you.
Compliment
to you too.
Okay. I think this government. Blame. Small time says they will come blame me. Maybe by that time I don't go America. I don't they prepare my things. Because too much blame. They blame PDP. Now it's government. They blame this one. They blame that one. They blame since where they enter this government, may they come tell us what they have done that improve Nigerians' life. Instead of that, they put us into more poverty. More are they poor. When you hear poverty, this one is passed, so I don't know what thing we won't call up. May they blame more by the time they finish. Maybe they go come start blaming my pot of soup. They blame.
Hello.
That's the way you they drink for that office. Mm. Maybe they will start blaming you. By that time, we don't jump back to America and Japan.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this Friday from Gwelere.
Let's talk.
See, Sharif, both of them, both the governor, the state governor, and the federal governor, they should be blamed. But I disagree with that minister who said that they should do farm road. I farmed before when I was in the village. Okay. The farm road is we farmer that clear our road. We manage to clear our road. But then we can go to the farm as early as 6 o'clock in the morning and come back from the farm as late as 8 o'clock, 9 p.m. in the night. Nobody was afraid to go to the farm because the farm was free. You see old men, young men, children, as young as 2 years, 1 year, they will be creeping. We leave them in the hut. Why will we go and farm? Our children will be creeping on the farm. Nobody is scared of kidnapping or be killed. All this started because too much of kidnapping and killing. So this minister that said that they are building bridges. Yes, the bridges are good. After our farm products, we now use those bridges to transport our food
from your farm.
To the city.
Yes. Friday, thank you. This guy just cracked me up. they'll build bridge into your farm, Abi. The road that is there, they've not fixed it. You are the one. Maybe you are the one that will build the bridge anyway. Well, thank you, Friday, for calling me. I appreciate it. Let's go to Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook, by the way. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. 19 past the hour. Comrade Wisdom on Facebook says, we didn't employ these people to be giving us excuses or doing the blame game. Any employee given reasons for failure is a failure himself. The federal government, in this case, is to blame. However, the state government has a share in the hunger in the land. Comrade Wisdom, thank you for sharing. Let's see. Chike says, if house is not good, who do you blame? It's clean and clear for everybody. I don't understand. But thank you, though. I appreciate Chiki for sharing that. Let's go to WhatsApp and take a few messages off there, okay? Let's see who we have here on Facebook. Oyebuchi. He said, Oyebuchi stuck in Chevron traffic at Lekki. That's where he said this one from. He says, funny enough, allocating blames may serve this current conversation, but it does not address the real people to blame, which is the electorate. If they get it right during elections, elected officers would, by default, work towards improved standards of living in of the citizens. For this conversation, both federal and state governments are to blame. We're just voting from what they have said because they're busy blaming themselves. Yeah, that's why we're having this conversation. Let's go to Skype. Abdul Kadri Abubakar is joining us from Japan this morning. Abdul Kadri, morning to you.
Morning again.
Yes, please.
Regarding your conversation, just want to go straight to the point so I don't buy in too much of your time.
Right.
I think it's just a situation of comparing which comes first, the chicken or the egg. The responsibility of local government and state government is to provide facilities within their provinces. The farming culture, the blame game they are play passing back to the federal government regarding responsibility for security can only be placed when it comes to the northern farming community. Where the issue of kidnapping is prevalent. But what of the other states? Oyo, Ogun, where kidnapping and banditry is not an issue, it's not destructing the farmers. Why are there no facilities to enhance the farming communities? Why are there no infrastructures? Why are there no roads? You come to other parts of the world here, the farming communities, they have had roads that links to the major express where for them to transfer or to, transport their produce easily. You carry your tractors and move into the farm straight up. There's no hindrance. And it reduces cost. The rail system is there to transport much more heavier commodities.
That's right. That's right.
So why are they not cooperating amongst themselves to ensure this is in place? If this is in place, the crime rate will even go down.
Because yes, it will.
You know that, yes, the profits they can make from doing legitimate business is way more than even going into crime.
Right.
So the both of them have blame to share. But they need to work together to solve the situation and not blame all day long.
Abu Kadri, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. Ade is also on Skype. We'll take Ade and then we'll come back. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
It's morning, Ade. Welcome.
England.
Welcome.
Yeah. I heard what the minister said, and I think I agree with the minister to an extent. Of course, both are to be blamed, but I think I'll blame the state government more. I feel the state governments are pulling their weight, and if it's not just when it comes to politics, that's when they show them. So if it comes to other things, I think if the state governments are pulling their weight, we'll be in a better position today. But at the same time, the federal government is a bit over-centralized. You have the federal government putting business in what ideally should not be its business. But also, with the little that the state government have, if they are pulling their weight, because right now, these governors, the only thing they do is, you know, pay salaries and maybe build one road in the capital, and then that's all. People start say, oh, they are working, you know, which are just barest minimum. Someone said the federal government is responsible for economy. Even the state government who contributes to the economy. State government also contributes to economy, so they are not pulling their way. So I blame the state government more. I blame them more. Not just waiting, going capping now, going to Abuja every time and blame the federal government for everything. I blame the state government more because they are closer to the people. And I think people should also recognize this as well, that the people closer to us is the state and the local government. Not every time you'll be blaming Buhari all the way in Abuja when you are living in Okokomaiko. All your people, the ones closest to you, they are the ones more responsible. Thank you very much.
Ade, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. It's 8:24. Lagos, we need to step aside now. Let's bring you some commercials, okay? After this break, I'll be back to take a few more messages before I call it a morning today. Perhaps I should just take one here from WhatsApp. It says, is it state government that closed down Nigeria's borders, shut down economy against Nigerian states? You didn't mention your name, but thank you for sharing, though. Let's head out now. Let's take this break, and I'll be right back. Stay here on Nigeria Info, please.
Get breaking news, updates, and the best of talk.
Welcome back from the break. 8:52 is time. It's Morning Crossfire. I am Sharif Quadri. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Thank you for being a part of it. Table Talk with Wemimo Adewuni is next. I'm Sharif Quadri. Tomorrow I'll be back on the radio at 5. Stay here on Nigeria Info, please. Good morning to you.